Oh my god, what's up, party people? Welcome to season 18 of Romancing Nancy Drew. I'm your host, Andy Nickerson, which stands for Nancy Drew Nickerson. You can find me at that handle on Blue Sky. Ooh, also at Romancing Nancy on Blue Sky when I remember to log into it. A thing that occasionally happens. We're back in the 80s, y'all. We're almost actually done with the 80s. Oh, my God. Weirdly enough, 13th Pearl is 1979. And this book, Something to Hide, Nancy Drew Files number 41, is from the end of 1989. So we've jumped forward 10 years and so much has happened. So much. Anyway, when last we left Nancy, she was exactly the same as she's going to be at the beginning of every book because she just respawns. Just fresh and slick as a newborn fawn. This one, I think, is fun because, first off, it's, I'm pretty sure, the only Halloween book. Like, explicitly Halloween. But I could be wrong. The way that you know that it's explicitly Halloween is there's a fucking plethora of jack-o'-lanterns on that cover, looking real sketchy against a black background. Nancy, the cover model that is used for a lot of this run, it's the same one. And she's got, like, honestly, that hair's blonde. That hair's kind of ashy blonde. She's wearing an interesting, like, black and white ensemble with, like, a black coat and black pants and a white shirt that's striped with black and one of those little black ties that is just, like, a strip of fabric that you tie around your neck. And she's wearing a white hat with a black sash on it. Sash. I say that. Band. Yeah. Anyway, she's got her hair cut so that it's like curved around her neck area. It's looking cute. She's also got her hands in her pockets. Like, I don't even know what's going on here and I don't even care. Like, she's looking real laid back about everything. So that's a good vibe to bring to Halloween. Cause the fucking Grim Reaper's behind her, as one does. It's fine. And again, it's one of the darkest covers that we've got. It's nice. Anyway, it's Halloween. It's October in River Heights, and Nancy and her friends are about to head to the mall. Nancy is actually with George, and they're going over to pick up Bess on their way to the mall because Ned is in town. He is doing a marketing project. You're like, I was not aware he was into marketing. Well, first off, heavy foreshadowing for book 75, but without getting there, Ned's not in marketing. Ned's in a marketing class. I guess, like, in the files, he's, like, generic business major, so it kind of makes sense that he would take some marketing classes, but anyway, it's fine. Like I said, he is every woman and man. He takes all the classes because he's going to be at Emerson, and he's going to exhaust all of their programs, and they're going to have to invent new ones for him, like studying the moon from Earth while not actually using any sort of telescopes. Yeah. Also, trees, just as a genre. So, Ned is doing a marketing project, and he's going to be at the mall all weekend. And so, Nancy was like, oh, can me and Bess and George hang out and help you with marketing / some casual making out? I will be the only one doing the making out. Bess and George will hang back at the booth and make me make out with other people. And Ned's like, 100% yes. So, the problem is that when they pull up to Bess's house, Bess looks like she's been hit by a truck. She has the worst cold in human history and also a pimple on her cheek, which she was like, I never break out. What the fuck? And I was like, it's because your period's coming, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how she rolls. It's fine. But anyway, she looks like hot death. And they're like, are you sure that you want to do this? And she was like, it's the mall and it's 1989. Get your asses in that fucking car. We are going to the fucking mall. And they're like, yes, ma'am. We are going to that fucking mall. Anyway, so she's not looking great. She is not looking her best. She is very aware of it, and she's very upset. She's like, I hate all of this. She has tried to cover everything with makeup, which, again, in 1989, I feel would have been a daunting prospect, but it's okay. Just shellac that stuff on. Lots of powder. Anyway, they get to the mall. Ned is pacing because he's waiting for his girlfriend to get there for making out reasons. And, of course, I kiss as soon as I see each other, which brings me great happiness. After the last book where Nancy's like, you like to protect me a lot. And Ned's like, I can't respond to this directly without breaching our NDA. Anyway, so Ned's like, yes, not everybody's actually there yet. They roll up to the booth. As always for the Nancy Drew files, I occasionally do this for the mystery stories, but mostly for the files, we're going to be fantasy casting. So when they pull up, they see Jonah Hill. The character's name is Justin. I don't give a fuck. He is Jonah Hill. He is, like, comic relief Jonah Hill, like, early 2000s Jonah Hill. So he's got, like, curly, dark hair, and he's just lots of clowning around. That's why I'm casting Jonah for this. I think he can handle it. I think he's got the chops. Justin is a senior in the program. Ned's in class with all these marketing majors, and this is, like, their capstone project, and Ned was asked to help. And I was like, of course he was. He looks like a model. Again, spoiler alert for book 75. And, he would be perfect for this. What are they marketing, you ask? It's proactive. It's not actually proactive. It's called, I think, Spotless, but it's proactive. Like, just be aware of that. It's not Noxzema. It's proactive. Anyway, they're going to be distributing samples and having people fill out questionnaires. And based on how they handle themselves, it's all very weird and vague. So Ned's there with... Let's see, there's going to be four marketing students who are all seniors. They're competing for a job at the premier ad agency in Chicago, who is, like, handling this rollout. They were like, if this goes well, then we'll go ahead and expand nationwide. And I was like, so you're testing in other markets as well, or just River Heights for plot reasons. Anyway, it's fine. So they're going to be giving out little sample... like the little jars. Okay, this is pre everything, so little jars like face cream. So there's Jonah. Up after that rolls, there are three other people in this. Anne Hathaway, who will be playing shit. I legitimately cannot remember her name. I don't know. Anyway, it's gonna be Anne Hathaway. So it's Anne Hathaway. Also two people. Anne Hathaway rolls up with Ryan Gosling, who is Brad, but, again, he's going to be Ryan Gosling, because, again, I feel like he has chops for it. Picture him, like, a little bit more buff, like, as though he's been working out for this role, so he's got some broad shoulder action happening, but also the intensity, also that. So, Anne Hathaway and Ryan Gosling roll up, and they're like, hey, but Ryan Gosling, as soon as he sees Bess, is like, hello, and Bess is like... covering her cheek, like, I can't let him see this. And she's like, hello, Ryan Gosling. Hi. I like what you're putting down. I like it. I'm liking it. The other person in the group is Florence Pugh. Heather, I think is her name in this reenactment. Anyway, so again, all marketing majors. Heather is immediately like, hello, Ned. So that's gonna be Florence. And Ned's like, hey, I've got a girlfriend. She's right next to me. She's occupying physical space. She's not just here in spirit. And we're dating in a way that, like, we've legitimately been dating for close to 60 years at this point. And if we're not common law married, then I don't know what is. Anyway, Florence is like, well, hello. Anyway, Bess and Ryan Gosling immediately hit it off, and they're like, oh my God, tell me everything about you. Everybody else has to, like, pass out samples, pass out questionnaires, and give face cream to people. And again, it's an acne treatment, so of course it's gonna be popular with the teens. And again, it's the mall. You got nothing else to fucking do on a Saturday other than just stroll that mall, so they're seeing lots of teens. Nancy senses a lot of tension in the group, though. There's, like, a lot of, like, vibes, like, are y'all dating? Have you been dating? Why are y'all mad at each other? Nancy's like, I'm enjoying all this interaction between people. I'm liking it. I'm liking this real live action drama. It's like a little soap opera. So they tell her about the marketing thing. They also say that somebody from the ad agency is apparently going to be, like, I don't know, like, covertly checking them out to see how they perform. So anyway, whoever performs best on this, and I guess it was narrowed down to these four students, I guess, and Ned, who is not in the running, so it doesn't really matter to him. He's like, I'm just here for Nancy making out reasons. And I was like, perfect, love it. Which also means that Ned's not actually specifically needed for this book, but he's in there. So, ghostwriter, kudos to you. So, like I said, there's the weird tension thing happening in the group, but also, like, Bess at one point, because remember, she's got that pimple, and she's also been not feeling, she's, like, coughing, and she's not, clearly not doing great. She's like, I'm gonna power through this, because Ryan Gosling, I'm gonna climb up on that man. I'm gonna get on that dick. Anyway, Bess, 100% about to get up on that dick. Anyway, so she sees the face cream and she's like, oh, well, let me try it out. Because again, they're doing free samples and she's a teenager. And so she like gets some on her finger and like rubs it on her cheek. And Justin, Jonah Hill, like knocks that shit out of her hand and is like, don't do that, it's poison. And Bess is like, what? And so she's like starts trying to scrub it off her cheek, which again, she has shellacked on some makeup. But anyway, and everyone's like, what do you mean it's fucking, why are we handing out samples of this if it's poison, says George. And Justin's like, I'm just joking, I just love to joke, I'm just a jokester. And everyone's like, that was real fucked up of you, what the fuck. And he can't really explain himself. But then, and I think it was Anne Hathaway, I don't remember. It was Anne or Florence. Things will become clearer later once there are differences between the Marsha. Anyway, it doesn't fucking matter. One of the actresses is like, well, you would know about that because you did work for the competitor chemistry company last year. And Nancy's like, what the, what? So, Jonah Hill apparently worked for a company called Asco Chemical Company, which is like Dow. I don't fucking know. But they have an office in River Heights because, of course, they fucking do. It is the center of industry. It is also the center of all of friendly relations between America and other countries. So, they have rich, dynamic neighborhoods full of people from other countries. So he worked there last summer and they're like, he's like, yeah, I was a chemistry major. And Nancy's like, you were a chemistry major. And he's like, oh yeah. And, I felt like I wasn't really good at it. So I decided that I wanted to go into marketing cause I kind of kicked ass at that. So here I am wearing that hot dog outfit from Undeclared. Anyway, it's fine. No, it's accepted. I'm sorry. I feel like somebody else is in that. Anyway, that dumb hot dog outfit. Don't look it up. Don't. Shh. Anyway. But they're like, yeah, he was working for the competitor. And so that would explain, like, why he would. They have their own competing acne cream, of course. Noxzema face pads. No, it's fine. It's called, like, theirs is called Clearly. And this one's called Spotless. And you're like, I see what you're doing here. But anyway, so they're like, well, he would have, like, a vested in. He might want to sabotage this project because he's working for the enemy. And Nancy's like, is that accurate? Like, do you have like loyalty to the, he's like, no, I'm not going to be a chemist. I wasn't good at it. I'm not gonna be a chemist. It's fine. It's fine. And he's just like, okay. Lady not doth protesting too much. So during all this, like people are like splitting off into little groups, like Nancy and Ned get to hand out questionnaires and maybe Bess and Ryan Gosling get to sit in the booth and hand out samples and stuff. So anyway, they keep swapping off so that people can, like, some of them can walk around, some of them can hand out questionnaires, some of them can clearly be flirting with each other, Bess and Ryan Gosling. At one point, Nancy's like, oh, I forgot my, the last person that I let use my pen took it. Does anybody else have a pen? And Jonah pulls out a gold pen with brown ink and he's like, oh, you can use this. And Nancy's like, brown ink, that's unusual. And you're like, hello, Chekhov's gun. But anyway, also gold pen. I was like, again, emphasizing the fact that the people at Emerson are basically coming from independent wealth. You don't have a lot of scholarship students at Emerson, although we're gonna get to that in book 99. Raisins. Anyway, it's just, he's around a bunch of wealthy people. Like I think that, Florence's family recently moved to near River Heights. Like they, anyway, it's very, very all plot convenient, really, is what we're hearing. Anyway, also they identify a town named Clinton as being near River Heights, like a neighboring place. And everyone's like, oh yeah, of course, I've heard of that. A lot of the people in the group, though, haven't heard of Nancy solving mysteries. And Ned's like, well, of course not. So apparently everybody in the marketing group other than Ned is seniors. And they're 2 years older than Ned, which places Ned at a sophomore, which I was like, yes, this agrees far more with what I think his age is, but it's fine. But they would have left the area before Nancy became really active, if you want to put it that way. But I mean, it's fine. Her backstory changes from book to book because I don't think it was ever like set down in stone, like the way that Nancy and Ned met. And when she started solving mysteries in the files, it was just like, I've been solving it for as long as I can remember. Anyway, so, but Brad, Ryan Gosling, is like, Bess, like, Bess has a coughing fit, and she's like, oh, I just, oh, and everyone's like, are you sure that you shouldn't go home? Like, oh my God. And she's like, I need to get up on that dick, y'all. And so he's like, oh, well, can I get you something to drink? And she's like, oh my God, a lemonade. Like, she's fanning herself like a Southern lady at this point, where she's like, I'm just a bit parched. A lemonade would be fantastic. So he asks around the group and everybody, and everyone's like, oh, well, Anne Hathaway's like, let me go with him to pick up drinks. So, also, like, Anne Hathaway has been, like, shooting daggers at Bess a lot and making little catty comments. And Nancy's like, And Ned's like, yeah, they used to date and they broke up recently. And, like, they clearly seem to be a little bit snippy with each other when they go off to get the drinks. And Nancy's like, I'm loving all this drama. Meeting it up with a spoon. Love it. Anyway, so they go get, like, lemonades at the Florida Fresh stand. I was like, Orange Julius? Maybe. No, it's fine. It's fine. Dairy Queen. So they come back and everybody gets their stuff and Bess has her lemonade and everything. Like, they have snacks occasionally. And then, like, it's almost time to go. I think they decide to close up the booth at 5 o'clock. And Bess is, like, sitting in her chair, like, looking real glazed over. And Nancy's like, hey, Bess, are you okay? Like, seriously. And she's like, I just don't feel real good. And she passes the fuck out, like, falls on the damn floor, having, like, her breathing is weird. She's like, I feel funny. Nancy's like, fuck that. No. First off, I feel like she needs to go home. But also, she seems like she's got feverish spots in her cheeks. She just looks really, really, really bad. And when she wakes up, she's like, oh, I can't. I'm having trouble moving. And they're like, you need to go to the fucking hospital. So Nancy and George take Bess to the hospital. Like, they haul her ass into a car and drive her. Everyone else, of course, is like, oh my God. So here's the thing. Florence was like, y'all, what are we doing later? And everyone's like, what do you mean, what are we fucking doing later? Like, we're here for a project. We're going to be not doing this. And she's like, why don't everybody, we should have a party at my house. We should have pizza. It's going to be fat. Ned, you're going to come, right? And Ned's like, if everyone else is, like, this is not going to get super fucking weird. The other thing is that I think it's Justin, Jonah Hill, is like, oh, my parents live near here, so we should have a Halloween party. It's almost Halloween. You know, it's going to be fun. Nancy's like, I thought y'all would be back at school because Halloween's on, like, Tuesday. And he's like, no, Ned's like, we got a little break. And I was like, yeah, that's how college works. When you've got projects that you're working on, like, they just excuse all your work from other classes. It's fine. Also, Ned's an athlete, so does he actually have to do work? Anyway, it's fine. So yeah, they're going to have a Halloween party, and then Florence is like, we should get together at my house tonight. And Nancy's like, and you're going to try to climb up on his dick. Okay. You know that we're dating, right? And Florence is like, I don't know what you're talking about. I can't hear you. Who are you? Putting on sunglasses. Who are you? Cause, like, at one point they're like, oh my God, how did you two meet? And Florence is like, yeah, how did you meet him? Like, Nancy's like, I'm feeling the hostility here, bitch. He loves me, okay? He loves me. Anyway, so they're talking about that before Bess passes the fuck out. And so, like, Florence is like, but y'all are still coming over later, right? And Nancy's like, my friend just passed out. And she's like, here's my address. You're coming, right? Like, because apparently Ned's like, I'm not going, and Nancy's not going. And I was like, yes, exactly. You're handling things correctly, Ned. I'm loving it. I'm loving this for you. Anyway, Nancy and George take Bess to the hospital. They get her checked in, and the doctor checks her out, and he's like, I think it might be, like, a really bad case of the flu. Like, I'm gonna just push some fluids, which is one of doctor's favorite things to say. Push some fluids. Just push some fluids. Just gently push them all over her body, like little juice pouches. Anyway, he was like, but we're gonna check it out. And I think, like, they check on her and they're like, is she going to be okay? And they're like, yeah, we're just going to keep her overnight. Make sure she gets rehydrated and everything, because she was real, real bad off. But she's, like, really tired and everything. We're just going to monitor her. And Nancy's like, okay. George is like, I'm staying here. And Nancy's like, that's fair. But Nancy's also curious about the mystery. And Bess doesn't seem to be in, like, immediate danger. So she's like, I think I'm going to go to this dumb thing. Initially, she and Ned were going to go together. But then Ned's mom's like, Ned, you're coming over for dinner, right? Because we never see you. And Ned's like, well, I have to go home for dinner. So Nancy and Ned arrive separately. Nancy arrives first. And when Heather, who was Florence, when Florence opens the door, she's like, where's Ned? And Nancy's like, not with me. And I thought this was a group invitation. Why are you being all weird? And she's like, oh, well, whatever, come in. Jonah Hill is already there, eating all the popcorn he can find. Again, a weird choice, I feel, but okay. Nancy's like, okay, so, you know, what, you work for the chemistry company? And he's like, yeah, I mean, it's fine. And then Justin's like, well, you do know that, like, I'm not even the best chemist in this group. Like, Brad and I entered a chemistry competition. It was like an intercollegiate chemistry competition. And he was the one who won. It wasn't me. And Nancy's like, then what the fuck is he doing in marketing? It's just weird. So she talks to Brad, who is Ryan Gosling, for a little bit, and finds out that he is the first person in his family to go to college. He's really proud of that, and he wants to prove himself. He wants to show that he's, like, worth it. And, of course, also, Bess is like, and I love him. So Nancy's like, okay, but, of course, you know, Bess is not going to be at the party. She was coming to the hospital for reasons. So Nancy's like, could it have been, what could it have been? Like, who would have, you know, what could have happened to her to make this happen? Because when she actually gets a phone call at the party, like, Florence's house. Ned arrives a little bit after Nancy does, and immediately Florence is like, oh, let me show you the house. And I was like, she's going to take him to her bedroom. She's going to take him to her bedroom. And Nancy's like, he can handle himself. It's fine. He looks back at her like, please save me. And Nancy's like, you'll be fine, hon. You'll be fine. But anyway, she gets a call, and when she goes to answer it, and I think Anne Hathaway was like, that's for you, Nancy. George tells her that Bess was poisoned. They are not quite sure what it was, but they know that it was poison based on what happened. Like, the symptoms that she had don't match what would have happened with the flu. And so Nancy's like, how did this happen? Who would be so mad at her that she would do this? And then she's like, Anne Hathaway would be so mad because Bess was trying to climb up on Ryan Gosling's dick, and Anne Hathaway used to date him. And so that makes some sense. Like, they were mad at each other when they went to get the lemonade. And then she was like, the lemonade. They brought back the lemonade. Anne Hathaway could have poisoned it when they were bringing back the lemonade. Yes, this is all making sense. This is real bad, though. So Nancy's like, okay, thank you for the call. So she hangs up, and when Ned sees her, he's like, are you okay? And Nancy's like, I'm fine. But at that point, like, because Nancy very firmly establishes that she is girlfriend by, like, putting on Ned's coat. No, it's fine. She goes over and sits next to him, and he puts his arm around her. And so Florence looks over, and she's like, oh, I'm feeling really tired, and we got to work the booth again tomorrow, so y'all should all leave. And everyone's like, okay, that's fine. But as they're walking out, Nancy's like, damn it, I wanted to talk to Ned about this because she didn't tell anybody at the party that Bess was poisoned. Nobody else is having the same symptoms. And so she's like, damn it, I guess I'm going to have to, like, call him or whatever. And so Nancy leaves, and, like, immediately Ned leaves behind her, and he's like, hey, can we go get a drink or something? And Nancy's like, fuck yes. And I was like, y'all should work out some eye signals for let's go get a drink and talk over the case. Like, this seems like a thing y'all need to do a lot. I'm just saying. So they, actually, Justin is with them at that point, and Nancy's like, when Nancy and Ned are talking, Nancy's like, okay, when George called, she told me that Bess had been poisoned. And Nancy's like, I don't like this. And Ned's like, what the fuck? Nancy's like, what if it was a lemonade? What if there was something weird that happened with the lemonade, and we need to find out what happened? Like, this is really, really bad. And Ned's like, Justin has a chemistry background. We can, like, take a sample of lemonade to him if they haven't thrown it all out, and we can see if maybe he can isolate what happened or something like that. And Nancy's like, perfect. So when they see Justin, Ned's like, well, can I invite Justin to come with us to the Mexican place? And Nancy's like, hell yeah. Actually, they don't go there. They go to the Mexican place the next day. I'm sorry. They do decide that they're going to ask Justin, though. Yeah, they go out and have a drink, and Nancy's like, I don't know who to poison her. This is really, really bad. And then she's like, do you think Anne Hathaway would have done it? And Ned's like, no, I don't think that. Anne Hathaway seems, like, really normal and not murdery. They just met Nancy, and Nancy's like, I know, but I don't, who would have poisoned Bess? Like, who the fuck? Bess is the sweetest girl ever. She just wants to climb up on some dick and not be mean about it. Just climb up on it. It's okay. And that's like, seriously, I just don't know. I don't think that she would have done this. If you think that she might have, okay. But I'm just not, the vibes are off. The vibes are off. So the next morning, Nancy decides to get up early and go to the hospital. Bess is feeling much better. Also, I think, I can't remember if Brad comes into the hospital, but anyway. Bess is feeling better, and Nancy talks to the doctor, and she's like, do you have any clues? And she was like, did she ingest anything like that? And he's like, I don't think she ingested, and I don't think it was a high dose based on what happened. But yeah, we do kind of need to know right now. But also, 5 more people have been admitted to the hospital with similar symptoms to Bess. And Nancy's like, what the fuck is going on? So she's at once relieved that it wasn't Bess being targeted, probably. Because she's like, then it couldn't have been that. And I was like, it could have been. Could have been. If you wanted to poison one person and then you wanted to make it look like it was random, you'd poison other people as well. But that's fine. So she goes to interview them, and they're all like, students are over heights high. They're all like 15, 16, 17. Nancy's like, what did you do yesterday? And they're like, well, you know, I went to the mall. And Nancy's like, okay, did you have lemonade at the Florida Fresh? And they're like, no, no one else had lemonade. Like, they might have eaten something at the mall. They might not have eaten anything at the mall. They might not have bought anything at the mall. So Nancy's like, okay, but you're all teen, like, River Heights High is basically it, other than Bess. So that's, okay, I got no fucking clue. You know, because you're intelligent. Anyway, so she goes to meet Ned at the mall because they're supposed to meet like right before the mall opens. They want to go to the Florida Fresh stand and get a sample of the lemonade before everything else opens. So Nancy's there, and like Ned is late, and Nancy goes to the phone bank, like the bank of pay phones, to call him because she's like, maybe he overslept, maybe something's going on. But when she goes over there, she sees Anne Hathaway, who's on the phone, and she's like, Anne Hathaway is yelling at somebody on the phone. She's like, if you don't tell him, I will. And she like slams the phone down, and then she turns around and she sees Nancy, and she's like, hey. Nancy's like, hey, you okay? And Anne Hathaway's like, yeah, I'm doing great, doing great. Yeah, we're going to have a good day. I need to go out of the car and get my surveys, the questionnaires from yesterday. And Nancy's like, okay. And then she sees Ned, who's like, I'm sorry I was late. I went by to see Justin, and like, we got to talking. Jonah Hill. Because Ned's like, you know, we can get him to test lemonade. So Nancy's like, okay, so is he in? And Ned's like, yeah, he says he's fine. So they go to the lemonade stand. The elderly couple who were running that lemonade stand are like, our lemonade is perfect. The guy who is like that. They're like an old retired couple. They're just making some bank with some Florida Fresh at the mall. The woman's like, no, it's fine. Nancy doesn't handle it right because she comes up and she's like, my friend got sick yesterday. The doctor says it's poison. I'm trying to check everything that she did. What she should have said is, I want to eliminate your lemonade as a problem. But instead she's like, we're just trying to cover all of possibilities, but anyway, it's fine. So the old guy's like, our lemonade's fabulous, and he pours himself a glass immediately. It's like testing out the Flint water, where he's like, do you see this weird cloudy water? I'm gonna drink this. Fabulous. I do not have lead poisoning. Anyway, so they get a sample of lemonade. Ned takes it to Justin to see if he can isolate anything weird with it. And everybody goes back to the booth to set up for the day, other than, of course, Bess. George is still, I can't remember what the fuck, like, anyway, George is still at the hospital with Bess, like, she's gonna stay with her and take her home and everything. So, while they're there, like, and again, it's like, it's a Sunday at the mall, so you're not seeing as many people, and traffic's kind of low, and everybody seems kind of, like, weird and angry at each other, and he's just like, the vibes are off. Ned's here, though, so that's good. George, like, runs up to them, and she's like, the daughter has figured out what poisoned Bess. And they were like, everyone else in the group is like, other than Ned, is like, poison? Because Ned didn't explain to Jonah Hill why one of the thing tested. And George is like, yeah, it's the fucking face cream. The fucking face cream. The stuff that you have in your hands right now. That's what they're saying did it. And everyone's like, what are you talking about? That's bonkers. Because everyone's like, we've tried it. Like, we've actually put it on our own faces. And it's not like everybody in town who we give samples to is, like, coming down sick. So, anyway. But they're all very upset and everything. And they're like, fuck it. We should just go home. Like, this is not going to work. Nancy spots Heather, who is Florence, talking to Justin, who is Jonah Hill, and they, like, seem intense about something, and then, like, he punches the wall next to her and, like, storms off, and Nancy's like, are you okay? Because that was fucking intense. And Florence is like, I'm fine. And Nancy's like, your entire face is twitching. Like, oh my God. Anyway, everyone's weird and mad at each other. Everyone's like, if you don't tell, I will. Because, like, one thing that happens is that Anne Hathaway's like, the people who are at the marketing company should know that Jonah worked for the enemy and should know that, like, he worked in chemistry and he, and suddenly our face cream is poisoned. So Nancy's got a lot of questions about this. So she talks to Ned and she's like, do you remember last, like, there was a time when there were sleeping pills that were, like, spiked with arsenic? And Ned's like, yeah. And she says, wasn't it like somebody tampered with the pills and put the poison into it? And didn't it hurt sales of all sleeping pills? And Ned's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. So I'll check with my marketing professor. And Nancy's like, so why would the competitor for the face cream spike this face cream? Because it would hurt them too. Like, they have the Noxzema of 1989 on the market. They have, like, the top pimple cream. Why would they do anything that's going to hurt their own sales? Like, anyway. And she's like, I don't know. I don't understand it. So, also, it was arsenic, of course. So, Nancy and Ned decide to go see Marcia, who is Anne Hathaway, because they're like, she knows something. Nancy had heard her making that phone call earlier, like, if you don't tell them, I will. She was like, I want to find out what's going on there. So when they go there, they go to visit her. The road is, like, cordoned off. There are cops there and an ambulance. And Nancy's like, what the fuck is going on? And so she sees, they're like, what's your name? And Nancy gives her name. And the cop's like, hang on. So Chief McGinnis walks over and Nancy's like, hey, girl, hey, my private security officer. And he's like, I'm going to need you to get in my car. And Nancy's like, this is not our relationship. This is not how we handle shit. What the fuck is going on? And he's like, Ned, too, get in the back of my fucking car. Give me your name and address. And Ned's like, we've met, Chief. Why are you doing, I don't know her, Mariah Carey? Why are you doing that? Anyway, they get in the back of the car and Nancy's like, can you at least tell us what's going on here? And Chief McGinnis is like, Marcia and Hathaway is very sick and they're taking her to the hospital and we're just trying to check out what happened. So, like, she was found collapsed on her kitchen floor. We're just trying to find out everybody's whereabouts for earlier today. And Nancy was like, like around when? And he's like, from, like, around noon or whatever. So Nancy and Ned, after the whole group broke up, after they took down the booth and everything, went to the Mexican restaurant together. They gave Justin the sample of the lemonade powder because they wanted him to test it. And that's their alibi for that time. So they were all together at the mall, like, everybody could see them. And then they split up, and that's when Nancy and Evelyn had lunch, and they gave that thing to Justin, and they don't know where anybody else was. So the chief is like, okay. And then he's like, he's comparing them to some other list that he's got. Nancy's like, I need to get my eyes on that list. What's up? And he's like, well, who were you with earlier today? And so Nancy names off everybody in the group, and he's like, yes, yes. And Nancy's like, what's on that piece of paper? So once they're finished and they're like, you're free to go, like, you can ride in your own car, we need to take your statement, we need, like, your official statement. So they get out of the police station, everybody else in the group is already there. So, like, Brad's there, Ryan Gosling, Justin, Jonah Hill, Heather, Florence Pugh. They're all there waiting, and they're like, what the fuck is this about? And Nancy's like, I don't know. All I know is that, like, something happened to Marcia, and everyone's like, Anne Hathaway. And they're like, is she okay? And Nancy's like, I don't know. When the cops come in, they're like, can you tell us where you were earlier today? And they're like, you mean alibis. So Justin's like, I was with Nancy and Ned getting something for a thing. And, like, he doesn't want to say, like, checking a thing for poison. And Nancy's like, that's what he was doing. Let's just go ahead and clear the air here. Beth got poisoned. We wanted to check the lemonade and make sure that wasn't what was going on. Like, you know how I roll. And Chief's like, I know how you roll. Yes. Very aware. Very, very much aware. Everybody else, where were you? So, Florence is like, well, I bought a sweater at the mall and then I returned to life 15 minutes later. And I think the sales lady might remember me. And the Chief's like, it's fine. It's fine. What were you doing? Ryan Gosling. And he's like, I was at the mall shopping for a gift from my mother. I did not find anything. So there. And they're like, okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. So after they leave there, Nancy's like, okay, can you tell me what happened? And so the Chief McGinnis is like, she was poisoned. It looks like it was arsenic and she's in a fucking coma. And Nancy's like, what the fuck? Bess, like, had some bad effects, but she definitely wasn't, like, she would have had to, like, bathe in that cream. So Justin tests lemonade. There's no poison in it. The police take all the samples of the face cream that they were given out of the booth. They test those. And the thing that they find, because they were testing the face cream that was, like, given out of the booth, is that about a quarter of them were tainted. Not all of them. Also, they contacted the factory that had made it, and Nancy was like, were they all from the same batch, or were they from different batches? And they were like, they're all from the same batch. We contacted the company. They tested from the batch that they had remaining there. They didn't find anything wrong, so the tampering happened after they had been created at the factory and given to the group. And Nancy's like, yes, this makes sense. So Nancy decides that she wants to confirm, like, did Jonah Hill work for the chemistry company? Is, you know, like, maybe there's a note in his file saying that he's still working for them. Like, that would at least partially explain it. She's like, it's still illogical, but it would kind of give him a motive. Like, maybe he doesn't realize that if he did this, it would be bad. And it's like, he would know this. He's at the top of the class. Like, he's expected to basically be a shoo-in for this. He's really good at this. And Nancy's like, okay. So, okay. She goes, this was so, oh my God. Anyway, it's still Sunday, okay? Because this book is 42 years long and it's crammed into 3 days. Nancy goes to the trunk of her car, gets out a toolbox, like, with hammers and wrenches, I guess. Anyway, and she's like, I will pretend to be a technician. She is not wearing any sort of uniform whatsoever. I'm going to try to make that as clear as I possibly can. Also, Ned has asked her on a date to go to a concert together to see their favorite band play, which is very sweet. They're playing at the War Memorial. I was like, which war? Which war are we memorializing? It's fine. Anyway, the band is called Last Night. And you're like, of course it is. Anyway, getting back to the actual point of this novel, Nancy brings a fucking toolbox out of the back of her car, goes into the building where the headquarters for the chemistry company, ASCO. Also, Dow Chemical, who was here to spray Agent Orange on everything you got. Anyway, so she goes up, and the security person who is sitting at the desk, like, watching a tiny TV and gives zero shits about what's going on here. Nancy's like, hey, I'm here to fix a computer. While carrying hammers. And the security guard's like, yeah, it's through that door, second door on the left. And Nancy's like, thank you. So she goes in there and puts her fucking toolbox next to the computer, okay? Yeah, she puts a fucking, like, some hammers and screwdrivers. She's like, okay, I got this. So she puts that down next to the computer so that she's got, like, an alibi for what she's doing. And she looks around the room and there's no files. And she's like, well, I know that they would have the files on the computer, but I'm not going to have passwords to get into that. They have to have paper files, though. They have to. It's 1989. So she finds a door that, like, completely blends into the wall. And she uses her lockpicks, which were in the toolbox, to get into the door, which was a, like, she's never seen a door like this before that requires, like, two keys anyway. But she gets in. It takes her, like, 5 minutes. She gets in. The files are in there. And, like, the door is also, like, vaulty. It's very Archer, where it's, like, password is guessed. But she has to get in there to get the files. And when she goes through the D's, Justin's not in there. Jonah Hill for this. Jonah's not in there. He's not in any of the files. And Nancy's like, why the fuck would he? Everyone knows that he did this. This is not a thing that he made up. Also, it doesn't, like, help him. What the fuck? He's not in here. So the security guard, like, ambles in and is like, oh, how's it going? And Nancy hears her coming. So she runs over to the computer and looks at it, like, very concerned. She's like, I'm running diagnostics. I just don't know what's going on. And the security guard's like, okay. And just wanders right back out. And Nancy's like, thank you. She goes back in and, like, when she's looking through the file drawer, like, she pulls the door barely to so that she can still get out. But she, like, she closes the file cabinet. And as she does, like, that makes the door shut. And she's like, son of a fucking bitch. Her lockpick kit, of course, is outside. So she looks around the room and she's like, what the fuck? It's a tiny little room with like a desk and a chair and just a bunch of file folders. And she's like, there's nothing in here. Son of a bitch. But the place has a drop ceiling. So she manages to get one of the ceiling tiles out, crawl over, take out a ceiling tile, come down into the room that she was previously in. And I was like, this does sound very archery where you could just like crawl through the crawl space. Anyway, so she gets out of there and, she doesn't take anything because there's nothing for her to take. There's a lack of proof, actually. So she goes back in, puts everything back the way it was so that nobody's going to know that she was in there, because she's like, I can get in real fucking trouble. And plus, if the security guard gets weird and calls the police and Chief McGinnis comes in here, he's going to be like, told you not to look into this. So Nancy takes her box and she's like, okay, bye. And she runs home. When she gets home, she finds a little box at her door that's addressed to her. And she's like, what the fuck? It's Sunday. Mail doesn't come on Sundays. Her father is out of town with a client. And for the first time when reading those words, I was like, is Carson doing OnlyFans on the side? That silver fox. Is he just doing some OnlyFans? What's going on? Anyway, out of town with a client. Sounds very euphemistic to me. But she's like, I'm sure Hannah kept my dinner warm for me. So she gets home, finds that box on her front porch, takes it inside and opens it and sees a little tube of the cream. And she's like, son of a fucking bitch. And there's a note underneath with her name on it. It's like, you're next. And she's like, son of a bitch. The note is written in brown ink. And Nancy's like, so Jonah Hill uses brown ink, but anybody who has worked with Jonah Hill knows that Jonah uses brown ink. So all this means that either he wrote it and he's being incredibly sloppy, or someone else wrote it and is trying to frame him. So I'm still back to where I started. Perfect. Love it.
Love that.
So when the cops tested everything, they found everything had 10 milligrams of arsenic in it. All the tainted samples had 10 milligrams of arsenic. The problem is that would not have been enough to put Anne Hathaway in a coma. Because that's what happened. They were like, yeah, it looked like she was about to eat. She had like a plate of food out with a half-filled soda, with like a glass of soda. And Nancy's like, okay. So Nancy calls a doctor. Like, she goes to check on Bess or whatever, or go to the hospital to check on the other people or to check on Anne Hathaway. And she's like, what's going on? And the doctor's like, she ingested this. This is not face cream. She ingested a massive dose of arsenic. That's the only thing that would have caused this. There's no other explanation for it. And Nancy's like, huh. So she sees Florence there. And Florence seems like really shaken over everything. And Nancy's like, are you okay? Like, do you want me to walk you out of your car or anything? And Florence is like, no. She's like, I'm not staying in this. I'm not risking my life for this. And Nancy's like, well, because, again, two people who are associated with a group have gotten sick. Bess was in the hospital for a little bit. Now Anne Hathaway's in a coma. And so she's like, fuck this, no. So she actually, Florence, goes to the ad company and resigns from the project. She's like, look, I'm done. I'm not going to do this. This, nope, not worth it. Absolutely not worth it. Which, like, she apparently is the kind of girl who was always like, oh, well, I'm just bad at this, which she's also, like, able to get really good grades without opening her book. So it's just very much, like, performative, where they're like, she just wants somebody to convince her to stay. And that's, like, she does this a lot, where it's like, oh, no, we need you. It's like an attention-grabbing thing. And she's like, no, done. This is not me threatening. This is me doing. So, and that's what she does. She goes to the ad company. She's like, I'm not doing this. So that's fun. The other thing that happens is that they go to the concert. Nancy and Ned are going to the concert. They're like, oh, well, we should invite Bess because Bess also loves that band. And Bess is like, can we see if Ryan Gosling's available? And because Bess has gotten out of the hospital, she is looking to climb up on that dick. So Nancy's like, are you okay, though? Like, you legit just got out of the hospital after being poisoned. And Bess is like, girl, I'm going to need like 12 hours, but I'm going to fucking knock his socks off. And so they go by to pick them up. Like, Nancy and Ned go by to pick up Bess. And I think Brad's with them at that point. Anyway, and Bess is like killing it. She's wearing like a black leather mini skirt and a blue silk shirt, and her hair is like just think the most 1980s, like the most Aquanet you have ever seen. The volume she has achieved is breathtaking. And Nancy's like, girl, all you're getting it all. You are giving supermodel, and I'm loving it for you. And like, legit, like, Nancy's like, you look amazing. And Bess is like, girl, thank you. Nancy is wearing a leopard print mini dress with leopard print leggings. And Ned's like, you look really hot too. And Nancy's like, I know, this is a bit adventurous for me. It's very cute. Anyway, I was like, also, I'm disapproving of that choice, but I like that you're like, I'm gonna make my man know that I'm maybe an animal in the sack. I don't know what I'm giving. We're gonna see how it plays out. They go to the concert. Nancy's pretty sure that she actually sees Heather and Justin, Jonah Hill and Florence Pugh, like at the concert venue. Like, they have a fantastic time at the concert. It's fabulous. They love the band. And then afterward, they're Ryan Gosling is like, I need to talk to you. And they're like, oh, okay, what's about? And he's like, Justin's a poisoner, Jonah Hill. And they're like, and he's like, who else could it be? Think about it. He wants this internship. He's willing to hurt people to get it. He's got the chemistry knowledge, etc. What else do I need to give you? And they're all like, well, it makes sense. And Bess, of course, is like, well, of course it makes sense. And also, Ryan Gosling, you are a perfect man, and I love you. Anyway, they go for a moonlight stroll in the woods, which are deliciously creepy. Nancy's like, oh, no, I might be afraid of things and need you to put your arms around me. Also, some making out. I don't know. So, anyway, Bess and Ryan Gosling get ahead of them. And so Nancy and Ned get to be like, well, what do you think? Nancy's like, I honestly don't think it's Justin. Like, there's no evidence. I couldn't find his personnel file. Like, it would make some sense if I'd found it. And there were some notes in there saying he's on this secret sabotage project, but it just doesn't make sense. If he's so smart in this class, why the fuck would he do a thing that would negatively impact the company that he may be working for? And that's like, yeah, it is kind of weird. They hear somebody. Also, they make out some. They hear somebody, like, near them in the underbrush. They chase them. They can't find them. Nancy falls down. And she's like, well, that fucking sucked. That was not great. Not okay at all. But the other thing is that Nancy's talking to Bess. And Bess is like, we should go to Ryan Gosling's family farm and pick out some pumpkins. You know that we love picking out pumpkins. And Nancy's like, what do you mean we love picking out pumpkins? And Bess is like, we love carving pumpkins. Wink, wink. And Nancy's like, we haven't carved pumpkins since we were like. And Bess is like, you know that we love it. And it is one of our traditions. And Nancy's like, okay, I'm finally picking up what you're putting down. I'm sorry, where's your farm again? And Ryan Gosling is like, oh, it's just down the road. It's this farm. I'll give you the address. And they're like, okay. So Bess is like, we're gonna go pick out some pumpkins. Also, I'm going to just get up on that dick. And Nancy's like, okay, I will wingman you for this. That's fine. So the next day, they go to the farm, which sounds so fucking weird. And this is before, like, the whole pumpkin patch thing was really a thing, but apparently they have massive pumpkins that have already been picked over. Nancy was like, son of a fucking bitch, look at all this. He's like, yeah, we sold, like, half of them already. This is Ryan Gosling's dad, who is played by Kevin Nealon, because why the fuck not? Anyway, so Nancy's talking to him, like, just casually making small talk while Bess is trying to get up on some Ryan Gosling dick, and George is just like, these pumpkins are massive. This is a workout all by itself. And Nancy's just like, oh, these are huge. I've never seen pumpkins like this. And Kevin Nealon's like, I know, right? We do some good work. I mean, of course, we use some fertilizer and some pesticides. We just don't normally talk about it. Nancy's like, uh-huh. Like, just casually not really listening. And he's like, yeah, we had some aggressive insects this year, so we had to use our favorite pesticide. And Nancy's like, uh-huh. And he's like, arsenic works every time. And Nancy's like, arsenic, you say? And she's like, Ryan Gosling had the means. Ryan Gosling wants to prove himself, so he has the motive to get rid of all of his competition. Okay. That's Ryan Gosling. So, the other thing, the Halloween party, they're supposed to go in costume, which I think sounds like the most ridiculous thing ever, but here we are. So, George actually picks out their costumes, and they're like, we should go as characters from movies, which, because, again, I don't fucking know. But anyway, they go to a costume shop. George does, and she picks it out. Then they're like, it's fine. Nancy's like, as long as Ned's not a space invader like that one year, we're going to be fine. And I was like, that sounds like the beginning of some really awkwardly weird but real kinky cosplay. Anyway, all about probing and horrible things. Anyway, so George picks out Wizard of Oz for their theme. So, Bess gets to be Dorothy. Of course she does. Of course she does. So, George gets to be the Tin Man, which, sure. Nancy gets to be the Scarecrow. Nancy was like, yep, completely without a heart. And Ned is going to be the Cowardly Lion, which Nancy's like, you get to tell him about that. Like, yeah. He'll be really cute, though. He will be really cute. So, also a lion, although one with really, really 1930s curls. Anyway, so they're getting ready for the party, and Nancy's like, when she goes over to pick up Beth, she's like, okay, I'm pretty sure that Ryan Gosling is the bad guy. And Bess is like, no, that dick, impeccable. The game, girl. And Nancy's like, I get that he may be a tiger in the sack, but he, I'm pretty sure he's the one who poisoned you. And Bess is like, is he a fucking sociopath? And Nancy's like, I don't know. Like, I genuinely think that he cares about you. And I think that, like, the fact that you were poisoned, like, I think he knew that it wasn't really going to hurt you that much. Like, I don't think he's, like, willfully trying to hurt you, but he definitely, yeah. Signs are pointing to yes on this. The magic eight ball is spoken. So, they get dressed up and they go to the party, which is at Jonah Hill's house. Jonah is dressed as a mad scientist. He's like, for chemistry reasons, wearing a lab coat. Florence comes in for, like, a impeccable Cinderella gown, which, of course, she does. But she's also not, like, really, like, trying to get her hooks in a net anymore. And Nancy's like, which is good, because Anne Hathaway had been like, she wants to get her hooks in everybody. The other thing is that, apparently, Marcia, Anne Hathaway, has come out of her coma, so they're pretty sure she's going to recover. So, that's good. But anyway, so Nancy and Ned are dancing together, and, like, Nancy's like, no one would know that we're talking about the case because we're dancing real close. And I was like, that's your excuse for dancing real close, but I love that you think you're playing it off. It's fine. So she's like, okay, so I'm going to, you know, if Brad approaches me, if Brad confronts me or anything, like, I'm gonna come back at him with my evidence and see what happens. And Ned's like, okay, just stay safe. Like, we're gonna make a rule that we're not gonna go out with him alone. Like, don't leave the party with him or anything like that. And Nancy's like, it's a good rule. It's a good rule. Also, skeleton keys at all times, which did not come up in this book. Anyway, so they're talking, and Ryan Gosling comes up to Ned and is like, okay, I get to cut in now. And he's wearing a monk's, like, hooded robe, which, okay. Nancy's like, which movie are you from? And he's like, oh, fuck that shit. I'm just here. When are we going to come after Jonah Hill? Like, you know that he's a bad guy. And Nancy's like, no, I'm pretty sure it's you. Just saying. And he's like, what do you mean? Like, clearly Jonah Hill had all the reasons to do this. Nancy was like, it doesn't make sense, though. It just doesn't. But it does make sense if you think that this is kind of somebody trying to get that internship spot. And so he does actually get her out of the party. He's like, I need to talk to you in private. Nancy's like, I don't love any part of this. But anyway, when she confronts him, he, like, throws her to the ground and, like, runs. And Nancy's like, fuck that shit. So she gets in her Mustang, does not go back. Like, when she left the party with Ryan Gosling, she made eyes at Ned and was like, mm-mm, trying to, like, do the little subtle, like, nodding at the direction they were going. So that she was like, I hope you picked up what I was putting down. She goes out in the Mustang, like, burn rubber, getting the fuck out of there. And she tracks Brad, Ryan Gosling, back to his family's farm. And she's like, of course it would end here. I was like, why would you not at that point, when you've confronted him with the evidence and he didn't have a plausible explanation, he didn't do anything really, instead he, like, throws you to the ground and runs, like, which for her is an admission of guilt. Why would you not go to the cops? Why would you not, like, call Chief McGinnis and be like, hello, my private security chief, I think I have found the culprit. No, she's like, I'm going to get my fucking Mustang and chase this shit. And again, no cell phone. So she goes out there to, and she's looking around and there's no lights out there. Like they're not having any sort of weird Halloween party or anything like that. But she sees a light on in the shed, I think. And she goes over there because she's pretty sure like that's where the evidence would be. Like that's where the arsenic would be kept. And somebody knocked her the fuck out, of course. When she comes to, she's tied to a chair, but notably, her hands are tied in front of her. And when I say she's tied to a chair, what I mean is actually she's sitting in a chair with her hands tied together and her feet tied together, but everything's in front of her. So she's not actually like fastened to the chair. When she wakes up, Brad's like, you're finally awake, Ryan Gosling. And she's like, hey, what's going on? And he's like, I'm going to have to kill you. And Nancy's like, what the surely you don't have to do this. Surely there's a better way. And he's like, no, you would not back down. Okay. I told you it was Justin. I told you it was Jonah Hill. I sent you that threatening note. And Nancy was like, yeah, with Browning, because you just really wanted to make sure that I knew it was going to be Jonah, huh? And he's like, but you would not fucking listen. And Nancy's like, and you tried to kill your ex-girlfriend? He's like, I didn't try to kill her. I was warning her. And Nancy's like, yeah, that's normal to, you know, poison somebody with arsenic for warning reasons. He was like, what? She was getting upset and she thought that, you know, I was doing something to sabotage the project. And she broke up with me because she said I was too ambitious. Like, can you even imagine that? And Nancy's like, no, I cannot imagine somebody being so consumed with the thought of advancing their career that they, like, neglect their romantic relationships. No, no, it's fine. I'm not feeling myself being judged right now. So she's like, so you weren't trying to kill her? And he's like, no, I was just trying to scare her. I told her that I'd stolen the questionnaires. And when she left, I just put some arsenic in her drink. And Nancy was like, yeah, I knew she fucking ingested it, you piece of shit. Because, again, she gets everything tested. She had the sample that was sent to her house test, and she was like, that was also tainted. So, perfect. But again, not enough to do what it did to Anne Hathaway. So, and he's like, well, now I gotta kill you. And Nancy's like, how the fuck are you gonna get away with this? Like, you're killing me in your family's greenhouse. Like, really? You are not thinking this through. Let me help you. And he's like, no, no. I'm gonna give you enough gas to knock you out. I'm gonna untie you, and then I'm going to pose your body so that it looks like it was an accident. And Nancy was like, thank you for being so thorough. I see why you're at the top of your marketing class. It's fine. So when he comes over to, like, do something, she manages to, like, karate chop him and, like, knock him out so that she can try to get something to... She's actually tied together with wire, which is not great. So she's like, I gotta find some scissors. So, like, she knocks him out, but it's only for, like, 30 seconds. And so he, like, roars back up and he's like, you... Fuck no, you don't! And so he, like, knocks the scissors out of her hand, like, knocks her down, and she manages to, like, knock him out again, and this time he stays down, and at that point, Nancy hears Ned screaming her name from outside, and he's like, where are you, where are you? And she's like, I'm in here. So he comes in and, like, cuts her, the wires off and everything, and she was like, I've never been so glad to see a cowardly lion. And you're like, of course. So, at the end, they go back to the party. Ryan Gosling has been arrested for arsenic reasons. Also being a weird serial poisoner. Also that. Nancy was like, I think the pressure fucking got to him. Like, he needed to prove that he was, I guess, worth his family's investment in this. Because, again, it's like, he was like, I'm not going to be limited to this. I'm not going to, like, live and die here on this farm. And anyway. Good jobs all around, guys. Try to advance your station. Get a little poisony. People get real mad at you. So, but yeah, when they go back to the party, Nancy was like, yeah, it just didn't make sense. And then she was like, Jonah, I went to the chemistry company and I was like, I tried to find your personnel file just, and you weren't in there. So I was like, why would he lie about this? This doesn't make any sense. And he was like, oh, they just called me like yesterday to ask if I wanted to work there during the summer. Like, Nancy was like, so somebody pulled your fucking files to get your information. That's why it wasn't in there. Okay, that makes sense. I was like, no, you just needed some chapter and cliffhangers. It's fine. But anyway, yeah. So Florence did drop out of the whole thing. And she was like, as soon as I did it, I knew that it was the right decision to make because it was like a huge weight fell off me. And I feel wonderful. And I love it. Also, Anne Hathaway's going to be okay. She's come out of that coma. That arsenic has cleared her system. They pushed so many fluids. So many. They held a seance. They pushed all that shit out of her. She did a cleanse with some kelp tape, and it's all gone now. It's all gone. She's going to be okay. Anyway, so yeah. And I was like, yeah, what I've learned is I'm not going into marketing, and that was just not great. So perfect. Love it. 10 out of 10, though, notes. So what have we learned? I would say that honestly for this one, what I thought was interesting is that you're given the clues to follow along with Nancy. Like, there are some books where Nancy discovers something, keeps it from you so that the ending is more dramatic. But in this one, it was pretty easy to follow because it's like, okay, Anne Hathaway almost certainly didn't poison herself. Florence seems so shaken by the entire thing that it doesn't seem like a thing she would have done. Although Nancy's like, I'm checking you to see if your reactions are genuine or forged, if you're just faking this. Jonah, it was so obvious that somebody was trying to frame him that it was like, it's got to be somebody else in the group. So, yeah, by the end of it, you're like, it's got to be the guy that Bess fell for. If Bess is known for anything, it's for wanting to climb up on the dick of a suspect. Just ride that thing. Anyway. But yeah, but it's Ryan Gosling. It's been him the whole time. I don't even know, like, Brad, the character, is actually supposed to be, like, built like a fucking quarterback and wears glasses. And I was like, I'm still doing Ryan Gosling for this. Still feel like he's got the energy. Still think he can do it. I think he can do it. His Mojo Dojo Casa house. He's got it. Yeah, I think it's interesting that it's like presenting somebody who wants so desperately to get out of their situation that they want to like hurt the people around them who don't deserve it as much as they do. Which again, if you want to like get weirdly Marxist on this, you could pretty easily. The whole concept of class warfare, but also like Nancy reinforcing like the class that she feels like he belongs in. Like, okay. In other situations, I might say this person needs some psychological help and counseling, and that clearly, like, the pressure has gotten to them so much that they feel like this is the only way they can achieve it. Like, that's real fucked up. The fact that he's so good at chemistry and yet goes into marketing, when you're like, it feels like chemistry might have more prestige, but it's too close to who you feel like you came from. Like, the whole concept of the arsenic coming from who he was, not who he wanted to be. Also, proactive. Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, it was a fun one. It was. At the end of it, you were like, oh my god, what's gonna happen? But, yeah. Next time we're doing The Wrong Chemistry, which is also fun because Nancy gets to pay a return visit to Emerson. So she's like, I know that we just saw each other for Halloween and we had some really interesting cosplay sex with you wearing that lion outfit, but also she's a scarecrow. That feels a bit weird. Anyway, The Wrong Chemistry, Nancy gets to go up to Emerson to investigate another case, and she gets to spend time with Ned, and it's another dark cover, actually. And also, this one was out of print for a while, and it was very hard for me to track down for a hot minute, so love it for me. We're almost done with 1989, though, which is fascinating, so... So, next time, we finish up 1989. We see what the 90s are going to hold for us, and it's going to be neon, and it's going to be dial-up. Lots of dial-up. It's fine. So next time we're going to do number 42. So, as always, until next time, stay sleuthy, my friends.